Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Bill Brandt is our guest. He tries to create some kind of normalcy here when he joins us, and sometimes he's more successful than others. Bill is the president, CEO of Development Specialist, Inc., DSI.biz. He's got some important things that he's written that you can read there. You'll be smarter when you do. He's a global thinker, a global traveler, a global problem solver. Bill, you're one of our China experts, and I can't have you on the show without talking about China. You were with me. I remind people that I was reporting on this in early February. You were with me the second week of February to talk about China. I knew you'd have a good report. We were hearing about COVID. We were hearing about coronavirus. I wrote my Black Swan article on February 15th. So here we are 2 months later. What do you think is going on in China, and what do you think about our going forward, our relationship with China and the United States?
Well, there's three different parts to that question. So let me start with the political answer first, and that is this coming presidential election is going to be all the time. They are going to try to forget about the part that Trump thinks that he's best friend. They are going to try and paint our good friend Biden as a puppet of China. And just like in the 1960s when they would talk about the Russian missile gap, they are going to paint China as the next big threat, and Joe is going to be soft on China. So your listeners are all going to be sick of hearing about China by November, but it's going to be all the time.
Will it work? Will it work? Hey, Bill, you're away from your mic a little bit. Will it work if they do that? Well, that, you know, negative campaigning works sometimes. What do you think?
I think it's going to work. I think there's a lot of people who are. I mean, they've seized on the fact, Jim, that in some sense, you know, there's a strong anti-Chinese sentiment. That's why they're calling it the Chinese virus. But yes, right. I think it's going to work quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of people who distrust how this pandemic came to be, who distrust whether or not it wasn't really manufactured in a lab that got loose. You know, I don't know that there's any validity to that story, but it would be a whole lot better if China came clean and let inspectors.
Right.
So it's not going to be, you know, it's going to be all China all the time. On a political basis or a business basis, China has seen some suffering from this with respect to their global image, which is why you are seeing plane loads of Chinese goods arriving, you know, PPE and the other stuff in all of the developed countries as they try and sort of refurbish their image. The problem is they're actually charging people for that. It's not doing great. Mm-hmm. They haven't quite hit the right.
They
PR
shouldn't be able to do business on this. They shouldn't be able to dine out on this. So Bill, what do you think is going to be the impact of this on the regime? On Xi Jinping and his people?
They'll be stronger. Sadly,
amazing.
If you look at the history of autocrats and the history of China, just like the look at Hong Kong. This coronavirus issue basically ended the protest in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Right. And now they are, in the quiet that follows, they are arresting the leaders quietly one after one and breaking the thing.
So, wow.
And when you talk about the passports, by that I mean the phone codes you now need in Wuhan and other places to show that you are safe and have a pass. Think about that. Pretty shortly, all of the Chinese are going to have a phone code that allows them to move. In terms of that old line in the Humphrey Bogart movies of when we were kids, it said, show me your papers.
Right.
Well, it's going to be show me your phone.
Yeah.
And your phone's going to have a pass that lets you go here or there. And obviously, with the way phones ping and the cell towers, they'll know everybody's location.
Will this have the redundancy we talked about in the last segment and these new relationships? This has got to put a dampening effect on the runaway growth of the economy in China. What do you think? going forward?
I think it's going to modify it, and I think it's going to refine it. The Chinese economy, frankly, is going to lose a little ground this year, but by most measure, it's still going to grow. Mm-hmm. The impact will be when they put these new control issues in. How comfortable do Europeans and Americans feel in continuing to put all of their eggs in one basket for manufacturing in China? Yeah. So, this is going to shake out over the next 18 to 24 months. We're going to see what people do when manufacturing is back up.
Isn't it ironic that a Chinese originating disease has caused us to increasingly live in the Chinese curse? May you live in interesting times. Hey, Bill Brandt, thank you for being here. Thank you for being the great leader that you are. And come back soon. And safe travels. We'll see you next time. Bill Brandt, ladies and gentlemen, I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.